took a while to get the amenities that they needed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, has the sport changed a lot since you were playing back then? You know, there are things like what we hear about is, you know, shoes. Everybody seems to talk about shoes all the time. You know, they get all people kill themselves over shoes and
You know, I tell you how sports have changed primarily. Now, of course, facilities have gotten phenomenal, just like Roswell High School and Melton has got it and Mankeachin has it, and I'm sure others. The Sprint turf, this new turf they put down, about $700,000 to put down on your football field. But you don't have any maintenance. You don't have to line it off and all this business every Friday. It's permanent. And then I understand I hadn't seen got a huge scoreboard, something like the brace if it's not that big, on the football field out there. And, you know, the gymnasium is outstanding. I hadn't seen it, and it's 14 years old. Fine baseball facilities. And we didn't have any of that. What has happened, I think more than anything, kids have gotten bigger and stronger and faster. And the primary reason is because parents push them. If you are a baseball player, and the reason they push them is for that college scholarship waiting up to the end of the road out there. And, you know, who argues for that?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what I'm saying, if you're a baseball player and you want to be in the top echelon of baseball playing, scholarship offers and things, you've got to play year-round baseball. You play high school baseball, you play traveling team baseball, and you play travel team rec ball, and then it's back into high school again. And you have a weight training coach, you have a strength coach, you have an agility coach, and I'm talking about this is something the parents pay for outside of the schools. $50 for 30 minutes. A lady where I buy my paint said that she was going to rest her kid for baseball, and she said she dreaded to do it. And I said, why? She said, well, I got to come up with $5,200. I said, $5,200? I said, you're not going to buy the team, are you? She said, no, I'm going to rest her. They pay their coach in the summer, head coach, $10,000. Now, you know the assistants get some. And there's 15 guys or 20 paying $5,000. It's big time.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about East Cobb. That's a mecca of baseball for scouts and scholarships. And you know, East Cobb is not affiliated with any town. It's a baseball association in its own that has no strings attached anywhere. So they do whatever they want to. As long as the parents approve of it, you know.
Come up with $5,200.
Well, you got to have $5,200, and if you're very, very good and don't have it, they'll probably find a way to come up with it. You know, they always do. If you're not very good, no, you're on your own. but that's how, and each sport has gotten that way. Basketball.